Thank you and good morning. California voters who have registered as no party preference are barred from participating in the upcoming Republican presidential primary. And although they are allowed to participate in the Democratic Party primary, they should be aware of some details. A no party preference voter who requests an absentee ballot will receive one that has no presidential candidates listed, and they must specifically request a ballot with the candidate names included. Those nonpartisan voters also can vote in person by turning in the blank ballot or vote with a provisional ballot on Election Day. Capital Public Radio reports that message cards were sent out to the Decline to State voters, but the deadline to ensure they receive a ballot that contains the candidate list has been passed. Nonpartisan absentee voters can still request a second ballot through their county elections office through May 31st. The County Department of Health and Human Services is lauding a state grant from the California Department of Social Services for allowing local social service workers to house homeless families. The grant funding of nearly $500,000 has been used to house 47 children and 35 adults, and Social Services Director Stephanie Weldon said in a statement that it's very hard for a parent to hold down a job and children to do well in school when they don't have a place to live. The money funds a wide range of services, including the search for adequate housing and short-term utility and rent assistance. The county uses the rapid rehousing model that reduces the amount of time a family spends on the street and also to form housing action teams to assist those in need. Jordan Christmas has news from Arcata Fire.
The Arcata Fire District announced that Assistant Chief Justin McDonald has been selected to head the fire chief position in June. McDonald started out as a volunteer for Arcata Fire in 1994, and he said in a statement that fire chief has always been a goal of his when he started as a volunteer, and he looks forward to meeting with the district board, staff, and volunteers to meet the expectations of the community. McDonald will replace current fire chief Desmond Cowan, who will retire from the position in late June.
Thank you, Jordan. Arcata police are searching for a male suspect who walked into the Pleasure Center in Arcata at noon yesterday wearing a black mask over his face and armed with a handgun. The suspect demanded money from the clerk, who complied, and the suspect then fled the business with an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect was described as an adult white male in his 20s wearing a black jacket and blue jeans, and Arcata police have posted photos on their Facebook page. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies arrested two people in connection with an assault with a deadly weapon incident on Sunday afternoon in Alder Point. The victim said she came upon her ex-boyfriend, Gerald Barnett, and his girlfriend, Carrie Ann Vanderroot, on Rancho Sequoia Drive and decided to follow and confront Barnett about personal issues. The victim told deputies that Vanderroot, who was driving, then turned her vehicle around and slammed into the car, and then Barnett allegedly got out of the car and fired several shots from a handgun. Deputies located Barnett and Vanderroot at a local bar, although no firearm was located, and both were arrested and booked into county jail on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. Barnett also faces a domestic violence charge, and there were no reported injuries. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. While the talk of how to address the issue of homelessness in Humboldt County has centered around a controversial proposal in Eureka, it's an issue that affects communities across the region. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario spoke about the issue on Talk Shop, and while his city hasn't had to deal with a homeless population the size of that found in Eureka, they still deal with people panhandling and camping on city property. It's expected that next Monday, the Fortuna City Council will approve a new city ordinance aimed at curbing intrusive and aggressive panhandling, as well as educating the public.
City Council asked staff to also prepare another ordinance to try and help with the educational effort of, you know, the do-gooder, the person that wants to contribute, trying to help them to understand that giving directly might not always be the best alternative, and that there's a lot of great resources in this county and a lot of organizations that help people in need, and they need support to be able to provide those services.
Candelario said the city is taking a variety of steps to both help those in need and to ensure the safety and comfort of city residents, and that includes better community involvement by the police department.
We put together a foot patrol. They're now doing actual foot patrols where they're parking the car and they're visiting businesses and they're walking the block and saying hi to people and having more of that, you know, out physical presence in different parts of town. It's been very well received. I'm very happy with it.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.